And now, another 5-minute mystery. An anniversary party is going on at the Brown household around the corner. One of the guests, George Taylor, pauses while eating his dessert, saying,
best lemon pie I've ever tasted, Mary.
Oh, really?
I wish my wife could do as well. It doesn't look like Sam is appreciating it too much.
Goodness dear, is my cooking that bad? Sam, your head is practically in your plate. I guess he's fallen asleep, everyone. I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
Sam, sit up. I better shake him. Sam!
Great guns, he's dead. How do you do? I'm Sergeant Barker, the homicide division. Where's the body?
In the dining room at the table. We didn't move him.
You might as well be comfortable, folks. This might take a while.
Dead. All right, peaceful too.
Who is Mrs. Sam Brown?
I am.
Mind telling me what happened here? Start from the beginning.
Okay, well, we had the soup instead of the main course, which he enjoyed, and then by the time we got to the dessert and coffee, he was dead.
Okay, Mrs. Brown, go sit down in the dining room, and I'll just have a look around. An orderly person, isn't he? Sack dishes after each course. Silverware all polished to perfection. Wait, what is this? One silver spoon that has turned black. Just when I thought this was a heart attack case. This is plain cold murder! Mrs. Brown?
Yes, Sergeant Barker?
I'm sorry to interrupt your little party, Mrs. Brown, but I'm sure your guests won't mind.
I don't understand.
Oh, you will, Mrs. Brown. You are under arrest for the murder of your husband.
Do you know why Sergeant Barker accused Miss Brown of murder? In a few moments, we will hear the solution, but first, a word from our sponsor.
Nothing beats a jet-ski holiday, and right now, you can save £50 per person. That's £200 off for a family of four.
And now, back to our story. Sergeant Barker, how do you know it was a homicide?
Well, Mrs. Brown took careful plans to wash the soup pan and the soup dishes before he served the rest of the meals.
Ah, yes, I can see that.
But he forgot one thing, to wash the silver soup spoons. What he didn't realize was that an hour later, by the end of dinner, the spoon her husband had used to eat the soup would give her away. She didn't know that the poison would make silver turn black. And Mrs. Brown almost committed the perfect murder, but he forgot to wash one spoon.